I guess it depends who you ask. I don't have a preference either way, but there are some Motorola lovers out there. But that's the microphone that's not working for them.
How's this one sound, Kurt?
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
It's a Motorola mic on a Motorola. Then the other side of my bench here, this is a 61 Motorola Spectra.
Hey, Spectra, that sounds familiar. I was given a radio Motorola, just a thin little thing. I thought it said Spectra on the front. No screen or anything, no knobs. It's got a key. It locks and unlocks. I don't even know how the darn thing works.
I don't know. I'm not sure what that one is. This one is about the size of an ICOM dual bander. But it's got an alphanumeric display on it, a bunch of backlit buttons, everything. It works quite well.
Yeah, it sounds really good. Is that the microphone that was sounding weird on the other radio?
No, this is a stock Motorola mic going into a stock radio.
Wow.
The other one was a halfway conversion.
Okay, I was wondering because, it's like ICOM. ICOM has this, what do they call that? There's a little bit of power going to the microphone, some bias power. So, like with my Flex here, for the headset I'm currently using, I bought it for an ICOM 7000, which I still have, by the way. Great radio. That's a shack-in-a-box radio right there. VHF, UHF, HF. Anyway, sidetrack. So I bought this headset for that radio, and I wanted to use it on the Flex, and I have to turn on the bias power so that it knows that... so that it operates the microphone accordingly. And I also have a hand mic, Heil HMM hand mic that I can use too that also is ICOM. But my Pro 7 headset, I'm a Heil fan, by the way, that one I bought with a dynamic microphone, so I don't need to use that bias power with that. So that's why I was wondering if maybe Motorola had something like that.